Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good evening, Western New Yorkers. I want to address two issues that are directly impacting our community, our state, and our nation. First, in regard to the COVID-19 pandemic, this is an unprecedented global crisis. From the very beginning, our governor and I have responded by listening to and following public health experts because the science and data has been rapidly changing as this crisis evolves. New York is leading the world in how we've been able to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. To get here, we needed to make reopening decisions based not on the facts, not on emotion. That approach has allowed us to begin unlocking the economy 2 weeks ago with phase one. Finally, today marks the first day of phase two in our reopening Western New York businesses. It has been long, it has been painful, but the extraordinary sacrifices of this community are something we all should be proud of. In addition to the long-awaited retail and hair services and business openings, we're also on the path toward phase three, which includes restaurants. Assuming we are smart, social distancing, wearing masks, and the health numbers continue to improve, restaurants should be making their plans now. And before long, customers can start making their reservations. To keep employees and customers safe prior to opening, businesses must certify that they'll follow the state guidelines. I know our small business community has been patiently awaiting this news. It is time for Western New Yorkers to do what we do best. Go out of your way to support our local retailers as they start to reopen. The second point I'd like to address is the pain and suffering being felt by many in our country tonight. Sadly, it took another murder of an innocent Black man to force this national awakening about the disparities that exist between the white American dream and the Black American reality. We will not let this moment pass without long overdue systemic reforms to finally bring equality and justice for all. Since our founding fathers, the ability to protest and challenge society and government is one of the rights we cherish most. I will defend anyone's right to peacefully protest. But when that line is crossed in acts of violence and mindless destruction, those actions are criminal and must be stopped. No one has the right to destroy someone's life, business, or neighborhood, no matter your zip code. Violence provokes fear from the community and diminishes our human connection, our ability to empathize and understand and respect each other, and ultimately our ability to build a stronger, more just society. And so, where do we go from here? Today, I feel a profound sense of loss, wondering if that spirit that united us all during the worst pandemic in a century is now gone. But I say we can recapture it. And I saw it in action just this morning on the east side of Buffalo when I showed up with Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes to help clean up broken glass in the street. One community coming together in a common cause. That gave me hope. Western New York has seen so much tremendous progress. We can make it even better, but only by working together and ensuring equal opportunity for all. Thank you very much, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Okay, if anybody does have any questions, please message me in the chat box. We do actually have one question from Connor Hoffman from the Lockport Journal. Connor, are you there? We actually don't have any questions, Lieutenant Governor, if you want to say a few more remarks.
All right, thank you. And no questions at all, that's fine. But I also wanted to say that this is the first day of phase two. We've been waiting about this, we've been talking about this, and we are very anxious to get back and support our local communities. We can bring them back. We're going to continue our state investments. We're going to continue revitalizing downtowns for New York. We can bring them back. We're going to continue our state investments.
I want you to know.
Revitalizing downtowns and towns for 2020. We're going to bring them back. We're going to continue our state investments. But going forward into phase two is going to reopen so many businesses and services that all of us have been waiting for. And it's also that important path to get us to phase three, which is the restaurants. So again, this is a good day for Western New York. I want to thank everyone for the sacrifices you made. On behalf of the governor and myself, we thank you. And we continue working together to make sure that we can get to phase three, phase four, and make sure that we eventually win this battle against the COVID pandemic.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.